This year, KUOW and the Seattle Times have been introducing you to some of the artists who are shaping our region's cultural landscape. We call the series 13 for 13. Today we meet Eric Banks. Banks is a Seattle composer and founder of the choral group The Esoterics. He wants to draw audiences into new music and a new kind of concert experience, one that is beautiful, relevant, and compelling. And his formula seems to be working. KUOW's Amy Radel explains.
If your concept of choral music is somewhere between the TV show Glee and the King's College Choir, the music Eric Banks loves may come as a revelation. It's Sunday afternoon, and the choral group The Esoterics is holding a recording session at Queen Anne Christian Church. They're stuck in the competing rhythms of a new work by composer Mason Bates. Eric Banks is the founder and guiding force of The Esoterics. Right now, he's standing before the group in his socks, begging them to keep their eyes on him while they sing. Banks criticizes and cajoles as they make their way through lyrics in German, English, and Quechua. They have to get through some challenging pieces this afternoon. That's not unusual. As member Rick Sipe explains, The Esoterics call themselves the Hard Choir, and they're only half joking. Their typical concert program is a heady mixture of musical premieres.
It's an opportunity for listeners to just really sort of not only feel the music emotionally, but to feel it intellectually. I love show tunes, but there's not a lot of intellectualism that goes on with listening to a show tune. So,
at this recording session, the mix of concentration, affectionate banter, and exhaustion seems like a throwback to college life. But college a cappella concerts tend to showcase the classics and cover tunes. Sipe says Eric Banks is going after something very different.
You know, the guy's brilliant, and he's tough. And it's kind of a joy to be able to sing music that you have to really work at.
Banks wrote this piece entitled Voices for the Yale Glee Club in honor of his former teacher at the university.
That piece is about kind of the voices of those that we have loved or been part of our lives come back to inspire us or guide us after they're gone.
From Yale, Banks came to the University of Washington to do graduate work and started The Esoterics in 1992. He named his group The Esoterics because, for one thing, that word contains his name, Eric. The group's concerts and albums stand out because they're more like intellectual journeys. Their last concert explored the idea of a call, everything from the seductive song of a temptress to Jesus calling his disciples. Banks says he's committed to offering Seattle audiences the most cutting-edge work he can find or compose.
I find that when people sing the same music over and over again, that music becomes less and less relevant. And I have nothing against music history. I just think that it's a very safe place to live. I wanted to found a group that would be a vessel for modern art, for contemporary art.
With a name like The Esoterics, audiences might be intimidated. But Banks wants just the opposite. He wants their ideas to be accessible, and he wants the audience to feel welcome. At their concerts, they put the text on a screen in supertitles, so audience members can become immersed in poetry without paging through a program. And the music they champion, including his own work, doesn't sound angry or dissonant, but it's about now.
Like, I'm really after things that are beautiful and compelling. And after all of that, music needs to be relevant as well.
An example of that relevance is Banks' composition entitled Ruya, or Sacred Visions Inspired by Islam. It's made up of verses from the Quran sung in Arabic. Banks says it was his response to post-9/11 hysteria. He draws on everything from ancient texts to scientific data for inspiration. In one upcoming commission, he wants to map climate change musically, with rising voices depicting the rising tides. Banks notes that his composing career has ballooned in recent years. The Seattle Opera chose him to write a cycle of shorter operas for families called Our Earth. The first is called Heron and the Salmon Girl.
and they follow the journey of two siblings who have the magical power to turn back and forth into salmon.
The operas will be performed in places far from the main stage, in schools and community centers around the state, sometimes accompanied by the Seattle Youth Symphony. Sue Elliott is Seattle Opera's education director. She says the project shares Banks' goal of making art that's beautiful and current.
People are used to long ago faraway opera. How can you write an opera about here and now? What's it going to be about, traffic? Well, there's a great joke about traffic in Heron and the Salmon Girl.
Elliott says Banks's music can be tuneful, humorous, dark, foreboding, and ominous, as when he depicts a storm from the viewpoint of animals in the water.
Because it's really fun, because their world is alive underneath the water in a different way during a storm. And that kind of youthful exuberance is also expressed really well in his writing for these projects.
Banks also composed the music for a dance project performed last year called Approaching Ecstasy. It seems like an apt title for much of his work. Now he's writing music, including his first completely instrumental piece, for ensembles around the country. The singers in the Esoterics feel proud to see Banks' profile rising. The group is planning its 20th anniversary concert in June. And Banks wants to continue with the group, even as he devotes more time to composing music. He says directing the Esoterics is an important part of his anti-aging strategy.
We are all going to avoid Alzheimer's together. You know, I think it's not the doing of music, I think, that keeps us young. I think it's the doing of new music. You know, it's the challenge of something new that will keep us young.
Consider it Eric Banks' perpetual university of the mind, open to all. I'm Amy Radel, KUOW News.